there. Welcome to Battlebrook Inn. You must have gotten caught in the storm. You are soaked. Are you okay? Okay. Why don't you have a seat by the fire, warm up, and I'll grab you a few dry cloths, okay? Alright. So, this one is gonna go over your shoulders. I'll just wrap that around you. Nice and snug. And then this one. Is it okay if I dab off your face? Your hair a little bit too, so you're not dripping all over the floor, making anybody slip. Okay, and it looks like you have a few scrapes on your face. Are those from some branches that got you on your way through the forest? Okay, well, I have somewhere over here some witch hazel, if you'd like me to clean those up for you. Okay. This might sting just a teeny, teeny bit. Let me know if it gets too much, okay? Alright. Just really, really gently. Gonna bend. Bend, 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 bend. This one around your jaw. Does that feel okay? Your chin. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Alright, now you're all cleaned up. So, you must have been in the storm for a while if you managed to get that soaked. Where did you come from? Grandfleur? That's up north, isn't it? That's a long ways away. You must be exhausted and hungry. Are you hungry? Perfect. We have a fresh batch of bread. And I'm always happy when customers come in just when there's a fresh batch of bread. Because that's when it tastes the best. And you'll know what an awesome cook I am. Okay. I'll cut you up a few slices, alright? What do you like on your bread? Well, we have butter, jam, or cheese. Okay. Alright. There is your bread. Let me know if you need more. And, oh, what would you like to drink? We have milk, wine, ale, or mead. Okay. So, tell me more about your journey. Yeah, how was it? Long, of course. Mm-hmm. Okay. Were you able to make it past Argamore Bridge before sundown? Okay, good. It's just that marauders like to hide under there. Yeah, you won't have a problem, during daylight, just because they'll be busy wreaking havoc in the villages during the day. There's your drink. But at night, that is their hideout spot, where they wait to jump out and ambush people. Mm-hmm. If you want to be extra safe for your way back, you might want to stop by the Willow Witch's shop, and she can fix you up with a protection charm or a spell. Mm-hmm. Have you been to the Willow Witch's shop before? You have once. That's great. Mm-hmm. Do you know how to get there from here? No. Okay, well, would you like me to draw you up a map? Sure, I'd be happy to. Don't want you getting lost. Okay. Yeah, it's only about an hour's walk away, but if you're anything like me, you can still manage to screw that up. Yeah, I just get distracted. I'll be staying on the path, but then I'll see some mushrooms or some berries or some flowers just a little ways off the path. So I'll walk over to grab those, but then I'll see some more a little ways further, and then some more a little ways further than that. And before I know it, I'm absolutely, completely, and utterly lost. But if you're not as distractible as I am, then you shouldn't have any issues. It's pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. How do you like the bread? Good answer. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, gotta have that out. Lancaster. Gotta make sure I got the farm painted. Brunswick Lake is over here. It's taking me a bit. I just want to make sure I'm very thorough. In case you do get lost, you'll have lots of landmarks to be able to find your way again. Okay, that should do it. So now, let me show you. I'm sorry it's not exactly an artistic masterpiece, but it'll do the trick. So you see this X right here? That's where we are. The Babblebrook Inn, just outside of Harvington. and next to the Penrith Forest. So, first you want to head north, and I've added a nifty little north just up here so you don't forget. So you want to head north, right up into the Fanfoss River, and you'll need to cross the river. Thankfully, it's very easy, because there are plenty of stepping stones all across the way that you can just hop across. Once you have crossed the Fanfoss River, it would be nice if you could go straight shot through the Glanum Mountains, but unfortunately they're so steep it would take you so long. It's much quicker to just go around Brunswick Lake, little detour. Then you'll find your way through the forest and into this beautiful open clearing of spotted mushrooms. It's a beautiful little meadow. While you're there, you might want to pick up the mushrooms. They go wonderful in soup. So you want to make your way through the spotted mushroom meadow, around Briar Lake, and then up the hill, through the forest, and then right just at the beginnings of the Glenham Mountains, you'll find the Willow Witch's shop, just there. And once you're at the top of that hill, it still might be a bit tricky to find. It's a little cobblestone cottage covered in vines, but it's surrounded by a lot of dense brush and trees. So you might have a tricky time spotting it at first, but you should be able to find it by your nose. The Willow Witch is always brewing potions that have a lovely intoxicating smell that should draw you right to her. Just here. All the way. There. So, fold that up for you. Does that make sense? Okay, good. Just let me know if you have any questions. The Willow Witch is very nice. You shouldn't have any problems with her. She's always happy to help. Do you have anything to pay her with for the production spell? No? Well, that's no problem. As you're crossing the river, plenty of pillow moss grows all over the stepping stones across the river. So as you're crossing, just collect as much pillow moss as you can from the stepping stones. And that should be more than enough to trade for a protection spell. The Willow Witch is constantly using pillow moss in her various brews and potions. So, she'll be more than happy to accept some of that as a trade. So, fold it up nice and neat. There is your map. It looks like your jacket got ripped open by the thorns too. Do you want me to sew that up for you? Yeah, I'd be happy to. I love to sew. Yeah, sure. Here. Alright, let's see. This is a nice coat. You have excellent taste. It's very soft. Probably keeps you very warm. Alright, let me see. I'm not sure if I have any thread that will match it exactly. Is that okay? Alright. Some people are very precise about that sort of thing. Alright, let's see here. A bit of a beige shade. Not quite. No. Almost. Think of that one. It's not perfect, but pretty close. Okay. That'll do. Alright. So, how long have you lived in Grenfleur? Really? Wow. What do you do there? Ah, okay. Well, it's a shame you live so far. We're always in need of more silverware at the inn. We have a lot of ogre customers, and when the eggs aren't to their liking, they tend to let their temper get the best of them and kind of crush the silverware. So we're always in need of replacements. If you're ever gonna stay with us again, you should bring some by. I'll definitely be willing to purchase them from you. So how long have you been a blacksmith for? You must be very skilled. Yeah, I've lived here since I was born. It's my parents' inn, and I've been working here since I could walk. I love it here. It's very peaceful. Well, except for when some of the guests get a bit rowdy. The trolls can get a bit loud. That's why we like to play music here a lot of the time. Kind of drowns them out, keeps it peaceful for the guests. Maybe I should have picked a needle with a bit of a larger eye. I just wanted to pick a small one, so I make sure I don't leave, holes in your nice coat. Ah, finally. There we go. Okay. So, you said you're here on business. How many nights will you need to stay with us? Okay. Well, we have a few different rooms that will be available for 3 nights that you can choose from. We have the one available that faces our garden. A beautiful view. That's where we grow almost all of the food that we use in our kitchen here. And then we have the room that faces the mountains. It's a beautiful sunset over the mountains every evening. And then we have a room that faces the lake. There's always lots of birds and other wildlife to watch. I believe the garden room is 3 shillings a night. The lake room is 5 shillings. It's a popular one. And the mountain room, I believe, is 5 shillings a night, if I'm not mistaken. Do you have a preference? Okay, sure. Well, my day's been great. Thanks for asking. It's been nice and peaceful. Yeah, we haven't been very busy today for once, so I've finally kind of been able to relax and move at my own pace instead of scrambling around like I usually am. There's always so much to do. Today's been nice. Seems like your day's probably been a bit rough walking through the storm and all. Ah, okay. Well, that's good. I see. So, are you planning on visiting the Willow Witch tomorrow? think you might be able to run an errand for me. I would really appreciate it. You don't have to, no pressure. Really? Thank you so much. I was wondering if you might be able to fetch me some mermaid's bubbles from the witch's shop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have a very picky guest staying with us at the moment. She demands only the finest of ingredients in all of her meals. And there's this very specific type of seaweed that she demands to have her breakfast served upon. It's gross if you ask me. But to each their own. So I need I don't want her complaining to my parents about me. Gotta keep the guests happy. Yeah, that would be great. I could pay you a few shillings for your trouble. Thank you so much. Alright, let me just tie off the end here. And there you go. Your beautiful jacket is good as new. There you are. And your blanket. Just kind of fold this up. Very soft. All right. So here is your pillow and your blanket. Well, thank you so much for staying with us. I hope you will have a lovely night, and I will see you in the morning. Breakfast is in the dining hall at 9 a.m., and you'll get to meet all of your fellow guests. Good night.